الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين حاضرين الكرام It is important for us to reflect upon our purpose of creation, to understand, to reflect, and to contemplate why we are here on this physical plane of existence, on this planet. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَذَكِّرْ Allah says, do tadhkir, admonish, remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Because the reminding is beneficial. It benefits the believers. Remind everybody, non-Muslims, everybody. But the ones who will receive benefit and take great benefit are the believers and the mu'mineen. So wadhakir, remind, do tadhkir. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Because the reminding is beneficial for the believers. So we need to remind ourselves of the purpose of our creation, why we are here. As human beings, we are different to the animals. We have been created with a specific purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ I have not created the jinn and the ins. I have not created the jinn and the humankind إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except that they worship me. Except that they do my ibadat. In some commentaries, إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ Except that they know me. They recognize me. They get knowledge and they get ilm about me. So if we are living here and we are not doing the ibadat of Allah, we are not fulfilling the purpose of our creation. So we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadullah, slaves of Allah. And we have been created to do the tasbih, the tahmid, the tahleel, and the takbir, to glorify Allah, to declare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Allahu Akbar. To do the tahleel of Allah, to say La ilaha illallah, that there is no ilah, no one worthy of worship, illallah, except Allah. To do the tasbih of Allah, to declare Allah's purity, subhanallah, glory be to Allah. To do the ibadat of Allah and to worship Allah. If we worship Allah, it does not add to the status of Allah, Allahu Akbar. And if we do not worship Allah, it does not diminish and decrease the status of Allah. He is beyond that. But if we do good, we do good for our own selves. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. Allah says, if you do good, you do good for your own selves. Allah is praiseworthy with His 99 qualities and attributes. If we worship Him or we don't worship Him, that doesn't do anything to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to do the ibadat and to worship Him for our own benefit, that we may know Him. So we must understand why we are living here. And then, as Muslims, subhanallah, as Muslims, we have an additional purpose, which is to call mankind towards the truth, which is to call mankind towards Allah. As Muslims, this is our job, this is our responsibility, to show people the way, to be the trendsetters, to show people the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. As Muslims, we are to carry on the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha rasul, O messenger, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O messenger, do tabligh, convey the message of your Rabb. Convey that which was revealed to you from your Rabb. Ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Do the tabligh of all that has been revealed to you. Do not convey some and leave out some. Li anna kitman al-ba'd ka kitman al-kul. Because concealing part of the message is like concealing the whole of the message. So, O messenger, the reason why this verse was revealed, the sababun nuzul, reason of revelation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was granted nubuwat, when he became a Nabi and was given this great task of prophethood, messengerhood, and to convey Allah's message to the whole of mankind, dhaqa bihi dhar'an. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greatly disturbed by that. It was a bit difficult for him to carry on that task. Not ma'ad Allah because of his disbelief, qudana qasta ma'ad Allah, no, not because of that. But he felt a burden on him to carry on this task because of his knowledge of the previous messengers. When they came to the people, their people rejected them. Their people hurt them, disbelieved in them, belied them, criticized them. And the same would happen to him. How would he go out to these people? They are going to criticize him, belie him, reject him, ridicule him. So it was a burden on him, this weight of revelation. Unnecessarily so, because that was the practice of all the nations before. When their messengers would come to them, it would be hardship, difficulty in propagating this message, and the people would hurt them. Some of the prophets were even killed before. The Yahud killed so many of the prophets of Allah. So Allah revealed this verse to console the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tasliyatan, consolation. And Allah addressed him, Ya ayyuhar rasul, to remove all doubts from him that you are the messenger. And we declare that you are the messenger. If people will deny you, and there are some who are going to deny you, but listen, you are the messenger. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Do the tabligh and convey that which has been revealed to you from your Rabb to all of the people. All of it and not part of it. Because concealment of part is as concealment of the whole. Wa illam tafal. And if you don't do that, if you don't do the tabligh, if you don't go out to the people and inform them of Allah's revelation, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةَ, then you have not conveyed, you have not done tabligh of the risalat and the message of Allah. Subhanallah. Before this ayat was revealed, and Allah says in the end of the ayat, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. Allah is going to protect you from people. It is as though Allah is telling him, yes, when you become a da'i, when you become an inviter, when you start to do the work of Allah, you will get opposition. People will oppose you. People will criticize you, find faults with you. They may even seek to hurt you. Once you stand up to do the work of Allah, look out for opposition. From your own tribe, your own tongue, your own locality, look out for opposition. But Allah is telling him, do the tabligh. Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. And Allah is going to protect you and safeguard you from people, from all the evils that they are intending. Allah will protect you. In the tafsir of Jalalain, Alama As-Suyuti alayhi rahmah has mentioned in the tafsir of Jalalain that before this verse was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to walk around with some of his companions who would protect him, with some bodyguards, and they would protect him from the enemy. But after this verse was revealed, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his sahaba, his companions, Insarifu anni. He says, depart, go away from me, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect me. Allahu yasimuni, because Allah has mentioned, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from people. Allah will protect you from their evils, from their trickery, their treachery, their deceit, the harms. Allah is your God. Allah is your guardian. He said, Insarifu anni, depart from me. Allah is going to protect me. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he delivered the message. In the farewell pilgrimage, after all the hardships that he went through, after sacrificing his blood, his time, his health, and doing tabligh and propagating the message of Allah and of Islam, in the end he asked his companions, Hal ballagtu? Did I convey the message? Did I do tabligh? In the last hajj, he is asking all the companions, Hal ballagtu? What, did I do my job? And the Sahaba said, we bear witness, Ya Rasulullah, that you have delivered the message. It shows the humility of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the beloved of Allah, the abd of Allah. He worked so hard for the sake of Allah. And at the end, he's asking, Hal ballagtu? Did I convey? Did I do my job? What do you think? Tell me. He's concerned, he's worried. Did I act upon the ayat, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbika? The Sahaba said, indeed you have conveyed. He said, Allahumma ashhad. O Allah, bear witness. O Allah, please bear witness. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with that job also too. He left the ummah with that job. He said, balligu anni walau aya. Speaking to his companions, speaking to the ummah, and all of the Muslims who will exist until the day of Qiyamah. He said, balligu anni walau aya. Convey to others what you will hear from me, even though it may be one verse. You also have to do tabligh. You also have to convey the message. In that very same last pilgrimage, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَلْيُبَلِّغْ أَشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبَ, that those who are present amongst you must take the message to those who are absent. All those who are present must take the message to those who are absent. Ala rubba muballaghin aw amin sami. He says, truly indeed, lo, many a time, many a person to whom the message is conveyed will protect it and understand it and guard it better than the one who listened to it. Sometimes we may listen, we may hear, and we convey it, and many a person to whom the message is conveyed protects it even better than the one who listened to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that Hajjatul Wada, the last farewell pilgrimage, he said to his companions, addressing the whole ummah, he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغْ أَشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبَ, that those of you who are present here today must take the message to those who are absent. So the ummah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the task and responsibility to take the message, those at that time and all those who will follow them, مِنَ التَّابِعِينَ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, to take the message to those who have not heard it and to convey the message. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, balligu anni walau aya, convey to others what you hear from me, even though it may be one verse. So the purpose of man and the jinn in general is to worship Allah, to do the ibadat of Allah. وَمَا قَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that's why we were created, to do the ibadat of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the purpose of the Muslims, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, you are the best of all nations, you are the best nation. أُقْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that has been taken out for the benefit and the guidance of mankind. What is your job? What makes you the best nation? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you will command people with righteousness. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you will stop them from wrong things. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you will believe in Allah. You are not the best nation because of your ibadat, because of your Ramadan and your Hajj and your personal ibadat. Nations before you also worshipped Allah. That doesn't make you outstanding. Nations before also did some form of tabligh. But your tabligh, your conveying the message, your dawah is international, worldwide, to everyone, li jami'in nas. You are the best nation. Why? Because of what job, because of what responsibility, because of a work that you could do it better than anyone else. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ You will command people with righteousness. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And you will stop them from wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ And you will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of the Muslims. To go out to the people. To carry on the mission of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his mission? What was his statement? What was his da'wah? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prince of both the worlds, would go out to the people. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Qulu la ilaha illallah, Tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah. Say that there is no God except Allah. There is no God three in one and one in three. La ilaha illallah. Say that there is no la nafiya illallah. Nobody can give you benefit except Allah. Wa la dharra illallah. No one can harm you except Allah. La mu'izza illallah. No one could bring respect and elevate you except Allah. Wa la mudhilla illallah. No one to degrade you, lower you down, and humiliate you except Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda illallah. No one to be worshipped except Allah. La maqsuda illallah. No one desired. Wa la matlub. There is no quest of ours, no desire of ours except Allah. He is the one to be desired. La mahmuda illallah. No one praiseworthy except Allah. La ilaha illallah. He is Allah. Qul. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Holy Quran. Qul illahumma malikal mulk. Say, O Allah, malikal mulk, owner of all the kingdoms, owner of the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. Tu'til mulka man tasha. You give power, authority, rule and kingdom to whomsoever you want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ And you snatch away kingdom, power, rule, authority from whomsoever you want. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ You give respect to whomsoever you want. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ And you humiliate and degrade whomsoever you want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ In your hand is all goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ You have power over everything. This is the message of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would go out to the people. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O people, O mankind. قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Say there is no ilah except Allah. The whole world can decide to come together to harm you. They cannot harm you illa bi idhnillah except by the order of Allah and the permission of Allah. The whole world may come together to give you some benefit. They can't give you no benefit illa bi idhnillah except by Allah. Al amru bi yadillah. The matter is in the hands of Allah. Allah idha arada shay'an. Whenever He intends to do something. Innama amruhu, it is only His order. It is only for Him to say, when He intends to do something, it is only for Him to say, be and behold it exists. Innama amruhu, His order is only, idha arada shay'a, when He intends something, ayyakula lahu, He says straight, kun fayakun, be and behold it is. The things that you see out there, they can't give you no benefit and no harm illallah except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not put your belief and your trust and yaqeen in the things out there, the seen things. No government could harm you. No superpower could harm you. Nothing could harm you. Everything is by the order of Allah and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iyyaya fattaqoon. Allah says, me and me alone should you fear. Wa iyyaya farhabun, fear me and me alone. The king can't do you anything. Weapons can't do you anything. Superpowers can't do you anything. Fear them not. These things are all makhluk and part of the creation of Allah. It is Allah alone who does. Rasul alayhi salam took this message to the people. Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say la ilaha illallah, you will get success. O people, acknowledge one Allah. O people, obey the commandments of Allah to the best of your ability and follow in my footsteps, follow my sunnah, obey the commandments of Allah in the way shown to you by me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get success. Tuflihu, the end of his statement. If you do that, you will get success. Success is not in material things that you see out there. Do not get caught up in the scene, in the physical, material things. Success is in the hands of Allah. We, the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been given this task and this mission to carry out the mission of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to do tabligh, to convey, to give the dawah, to let the people know that Isa ibn Maryam, that Jesus, son of Maryam, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, was not God. To let the people know that Isa, Jesus ibn Maryam, was not the son of God. To let them know that he was not on the cross, that he was not crucified, he was not killed, he was not put on the cross. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. Allah says, they did not crucify him, they did not kill him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But the matter was made doubtful to them. It was dubious to them. They were in obscurity. They were in darkness. It's the whole commentary behind that ayat. But with emphatic words, Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, that they did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they did not crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But things were just confused to them. Let the people know, the Nasara, the Yahud, the Nasara, al-Dhalin, those who are astray, those whose principles and foundation, their foundation is weak. The Yahud, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the whole of the mankind, we have to take this message to them also too. With the conviction, with the belief, with the certainty that la ilaha illallah, that there is no ilah except Allah. With the certainty that, listen, people outside there, if you want success, success is only in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Success is in obeying the commandments of Allah in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, nothing out there. Our elders have advised us that, listen, for a long time we have been asleep, and what we need to do is, we need to do istighfar. Our elders, our mashayikh, people, subhanallah, whose hearts have been blessed to resemble the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the worry and the concern, they said it's time to get up, do istighfar 300 times. Beg Allah for his forgiveness, at least. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Say that dua, the dua of Yunus, 300 times. And then turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, I'm sorry, I forget my purpose in life. Oh Allah, I'm sorry, I forgot what I was supposed to do. Oh Allah, we are full of shortcomings and faults. We have neglected this duty, oh Allah. Do istighfar and make tawbah and turn towards Allah. And then say, oh Allah, ya Allah, accept me, oh Allah. Ay Allah, open the work of this, the work, this da'wah, open the doors and the reality of da'wah unto me, oh Allah. Oh Allah, show me this work, teach me this work. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then make intention that from today, I am not just existing. From today, I am not just eating to live. Sorry, I'm not just living to eat. Because there are some people who live to eat and some people who eat to live. Today, O Allah, I am not just living to eat, but I'm eating to live. Today, O Allah, open up unto me the da'wah, the tabligh, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and help me to fulfill this task, this mission which the Prophet alayhi salam deputed to us to go to the people and tell them. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be responsible. Allah will ask us about that job. It is in the Quran, in the Hadith. Indeed, it is a job. That we are Muslims first. We belong to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, and then anything else other than that. Our Mashayikh, our elders have said, the moment you begin to think like that, the moment you will ask your household to start thinking like that, that the men are going to do this work of Amr bil Maruf and Nahy anil Munkar, the men are going to be involved in this da'wah, the women, the boys and the girls, and even the children. Subhanallah, the moment you will think like that, turn to Allah and you will say, oh Allah, help me to realize that I am an ummati of Rasulullah, a follower of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are workers of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's help will fall on that household. Allah's help will fall upon that family. And inshallah, such people will be backed by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the nusrat Allah gave to the anbiya, that the nusrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, the nusrat Allah gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq. Allah's help will come again. Allah will fulfill our needs in this life and the next life by His Qudrat and by His power. The moment we begin to think like this, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, when we start to think like that, we will find our sisters will have little or no time to waste, to gossip, to backbite, and to become involved in idle talk. Our men will not fight amongst themselves for trivial, petty things. Our children, our boys and our girls also will understand that there are 7 billion people in the world. 7 billion people. When we walk by, we must have this worry and this concern about the 7 billion people. When we'll become involved in that, the moment we become involved in that, Allah's help is going to descend. We may not, our elders have said, we may not reach the 7 billion people in the world. But you may be in a small hut in a remote part of the world. But in that small house and that small hut in a remote part of the world, if you have the worry and the concern for the 7 billion people, oh Allah, 7 billion people, they don't know about you. They don't know La ilaha illallah. They don't know about the way of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they die without kalima, if they die without Islam, if they die without iman, Jahannam is there for them. Al-Jannatu Haqqun, Jannat is real, the gardens are real. Jahannam is Haqq and real, the hellfire. Azabul Qabri Haqqun, the punishment of the grave is real. Oh Allah, 7 billion people out there. Oh Allah, I've been very selfish. I've been very selfish. I don't care about my neighbor. I don't even care about my relatives. I don't care about people. A man in his hut, in a remote part of the world, but his worry and concern is for the 7 billion people. Allah will give him the blessings as though he is walking among 7 billion people. Allah says in the Holy Quran, in tansurullah, if you help Allah, yansurukum, Allah will help you, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and keep your feet firm. The commentators of the Holy Quran, the Mufassirin, have said, in tansuru deen Allah, if you help the deen of Allah, if you help Allah's deen, Islam, by propagating it, by carrying it to people, by doing the tabligh and conveying, in tansurullah, if you help Allah, if you help the deen of Islam, if you try to revive the sunnahs of the Prophet that are going dead, if you try to bring back religion and Islam in the lives of the people, in tansurullah, yansurkum, Allah will help you, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah will keep your feet firm. Allah also says,
وَإِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ
If Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
Nobody could overpower you. Nobody could step on you. Nobody, no power, no king, no badshah, no emperor, no enemy, no bomb.
إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ If Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
There is no ghalib, no one to dominate you.
وَإِيَقْذُلْكُمْ
And if you abandon the deen of Allah,
you abandon helping Allah's deen, and trying to do something for Islam.
وَإِيَقْذُلْكُمْ
If Allah should abandon you.
فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ
مِنْ بَعْدِ Who is going to help you after he has abandoned you?
So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, the moment we will think like that, and we'll be in our homes, but the concern and the worry is not for Trinidad, not for the Caribbean, not for South America, but the concern is for the whole world, for the 7 billion people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come unto us. So we who are present here have to take the message to those who are outside. And Allah will bring back respect to the Muslims. Allah will elevate the Muslims again. And they'll be strong on the land again. And just as Moses faced Egypt and the forces of Pharaoh single-handed, backed by the power of Allah, so too Muslims who will stand up for this deen and understand the responsibility, they'll be backed by the power of Allah. وَإِيَنْصُرْكُمْ
If Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ Nobody could overpower you.
My dear brothers and my dear sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to do some tawbah and to do some repentance and contemplation that we have fallen short in with respect to this purpose of the Muslims to go out and let the people know what is truth, what is haq. There's only one way. There's only one deen, the way of Islam, the way which was in the beginning, the way with Adam and Eve, the way with Ibrahim, the way with Musa and Moses and Dawood, David, and with Sulaiman, Solomon, and with Isa, Jesus. One way, with conviction, with yaqeen, we have to take the message to the whole world. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.